Harvesting lumber was hard work. Having a piece of machinery you needed to complete the job go down made harvesting lumber damn near impossible. And lying in the dirt under that broken piece of machinery, the one that had 8-inch wide blades on each side of the clamps currently stuck in position on a 200-pound log right above my head, made me an idiot of epic proportions. It also made me the head heavy machinery mechanic for Kennard Mills.
"We're getting fuel in the radiator up here,"
I cursed, wishing my site mechanic would stop pointing out the problems in the engine. I already knew about them, which was why I had crawled underneath the damn thing in the first place.
"Yep, I'm waiting on the new injector cups from the supply house."
Hunter, the best site mechanic I had, even though he was barely more than a high school graduate, sounded almost as shocked as I would have expected him to be.
"They still make parts for this thing?"
"Not really, no, but there was a strong secondary market for them." I could understand his surprise. I'd have balked the same way had I not worked on these machines every day for the past 5 years. They looked rough, their bodies showing their age in dents and scratches and the occasional patch of rust we'd have to sand down and seal over. Hell, the delimmer had rolled off the assembly line only 2 years after I'd been born, and I wasn't some young kid. The machine should have been replaced already, but the men knew it well and could work a log through it in a matter of seconds. And while the outside looked beat to hell and back, the motor ran strong and sure, most of the time.
"Hunter," I snapped as I tried for the 10th time to get a hose connected. Damn thing was up in a squirrel trap of parts and wires. My hands were a bit too big to work the pieces into place, but I couldn't have one of my guys do it. The delimmer needed to be moved off the slope it had died on, and there was a log still jammed in the grips. This thing was one good wind away from rolling down the hill and taking whoever was working on it with it. No fucking way was I letting my guys risk their lives that way. Hunter leaned down to get a look under the rig.
"What do you need, boss?"
"A beer, a medium rare steak, and a night with a particular brunette, none of which I could have right then."
"Pliers. Grab a couple of pairs of needle nose from my box."
"On it."
As he hurried off on my errand, I let my arms drop to the forest floor. Screw the mud. My shoulder was screaming from holding my arms straight up in the air for the last 20 minutes. I obviously needed to hit the gym a little harder. My physical therapist, the one the military had assigned to me after a bullet had torn through most of my right shoulder joint, would have called me crazy. He'd wanted me to restrict the weight I lifted, had told me to accept the limitations of my fucked up arm. I'd refused to be limited by scar tissue and bone fragments. Ever since I'd gotten out of the SEALs, I'd made sure to rehab my arm and work to get it back to normal. 5 years of building muscle and increasing flexibility, of pushing past the pain and fighting to get back to full strength. I wasn't there yet. Might never be. But I'd adjusted. My muscles were solid, the weight I could lift more than before the injury. My endurance could obviously use some attention, though, giving me the next goal to work toward. Rex, my canine partner in crime and one of the smartest damn dogs on the planet, in my humble opinion, lay down and shimmied under the delimmer, whining softly as he tried to move closer to my side. His ears perked up when I looked his way, his eyes brightening.
"You know better than to be under here."
His head dropped at my tone. I reached out and scratched his ears, hating for him to look so unhappy. He was a good dog, just a bit needy. Damn thing stuck to me like Velcro. Usually, I didn't mind. Most people in town had gotten used to the mud always being by my side. On the job site, though, there were places he couldn't go. Underneath an old logging delimmer resting in a precarious position and jammed with a log that weighed over 5 times what he did was one of them.
"Here you go,"
Hunter said, as he bent down to see under the body of the delimmer and hand me the needle-nose pliers.
"Hey, Rex, should he be under there?"
"Not in the least."
"Rex, go. Guard Hunter."